President Trump was in Arizona again yesterday after also making appearances in California and Nevada. Here, he was specifically making a case to Latino voters, a group former Vice President Joe Biden has been criticized for not courting enough in this campaign. But the president's visit and his visits, the visits his daughter Ivanka and Vice President Mike Pence will make tomorrow and Friday to Arizona represent the real threat to the West poses to Trump's reelection chances. Trump has been in Arizona five times already this year as he fights to hold on to the battleground state. So what does this mean for the importance of Arizona and the West in general as November draws closer? For a look at this and what the president's message is to Latino voters, I caught up with Yvonne Winget Sanchez of the Arizona Republic earlier this morning.
You know, it seems to be the same argument that he's making as he talks to suburban voters and to people of faith. It really is that he is the one who can bring back the economy to its full potential in the wake of all of these coronavirus related shutdowns that we've seen across the country and here in Arizona, that only he will keep families safe and only he will protect their religious liberties and restrictions on abortion, which is a really big deal for a lot of these suburban voters and, you know, evangelical and Mormon Latino voters.
So what's the broader strategy here? Like, we know that Arizona is a battleground state now, but this is the fifth time that the president has been here. Is this something he's worried about losing? Is he trying to take some ground from Joe Biden? What's the goal?
Absolutely. I mean, Republicans are clearly ringing the alarm bells that Trump and Republicans could lose Arizona, which would be extraordinary. I know that there has been a lot of coverage of recent polling that showed that Trump was behind Biden by 10 points. That is just not consistent with what each of the campaign's internal polling is showing. They show that race much, much tighter. And everyone really needs to remember that this is still a red state. You know, it's purplish, but recently purple. And these guys are going to be crisscrossing the country and stopping into Arizona every single chance that they can get. This presidential race could come down to Arizona and its 11 electoral votes. And so this race is probably within 2 to 3 points either way, within the margin of error. And Trump and Biden are going to be doing everything that they can do via surrogates. Ivanka Trump is going to be here on Wednesday. Mike Pence and his wife, they're going to be here on Friday. They're not going to take the state for granted. They saw what happened in 2018 when Kyrsten Sinema beat Martha McSally. And they see Trump's unfavorable numbers here in Arizona. And it's a real problem. It should also be noted that, you know, Biden is kind of waging his campaign here by surrogates, right? Like, we haven't really seen him here since he eulogized the death of John McCain, the late senator who represented the state since the early 80s over on Capitol Hill. So I think questions really do remain as to whether or not Biden's doing enough to sway people here. But certainly Trump isn't taking it for granted.
So let's talk more about the Biden campaign on the other side of this. Like, the polls don't look bad for Biden right now, especially in Arizona, as you're saying. But he's also, you know, not traveling as much. He's been more cautious about where he's going to appear because of the virus. Does that hurt him here? Does he need to come? And is there any plan on the books for him to make an appearance in the state?
You know, I think it depends on who you talk to. Everyone seems to recognize, particularly the moderate Republicans and the independent voters and Democrats, that there is a deadly pandemic. And if he comes, I would not expect to have a giant, you know, ballroom filled with people. It would be a limited sort of gathering. I think people would like to see him here, especially since he raised expectations in saying that he would be traveling here in person sometime after Labor Day. His team has refused to say when that physical appearance might be. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if this is changed into some sort of virtual event based on my reading of the tea leaves. They had Kamala Harris, Senator Kamala Harris, the vice presidential pick on the Democratic ticket, appear via Zoom for a very brief appearance. And I think there was some disappointment that that was so short, but I do think there is certainly a lot more that Biden's campaign could do to be reaching out to voters.
Let's talk about what that could be, because you're right. He's being criticized for not, you know, scheduling this appearance, not reaching out enough to the Latino bloc, which is so important, not just here, but across the country now. Is he falling behind in this key demographic?
Nope. All the polling that we have seen indicates that he is actually substantially ahead of President Trump when it comes to Latino voters here and nationally, with the exception of Florida, where they seem to be really competing kind of in a hand-to-hand combat for those Latino voters. And I think it's too early to say how that will turn out.
So last question for you then, Yvonne. So we are watching, you know, Arizona be officially a battleground state play out here, right? Like, this is the first time we've really seen this kind of attention here in quite some time. Do you think this is going to last? Like, are these efforts, Biden's chances here, changing things for the long term in Arizona?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a really good time to be a political reporter in Arizona. Mm-hmm. I don't think that we're going to fall off the map in a meaningful way anytime soon. If Biden were to pull out a win, expect some sort of reset, right? We probably will return to that very purple hue that we have been over the past couple of years. If Mark Kelly picks up a Senate seat, you know, that clearly is an indication that the electorate, at least for this cycle, has moved to a more bluish hue. But there will be a reset. All the experts I've talked to agree. So expect 2022, 2024, and future cycles to, you know, continue to be, as Mitch McConnell would say, a knife fight in the alley. We're going to be on the map for a long time.
All right. That's Yvonne Winget Sanchez, national political reporter for the Arizona Republic, joining us. Yvonne, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.